6:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com. Yeah, welcome everybody. Getting our stuff together here. Co-host, as usual, being lazy. But we're getting everything set up here, and we're going to be chatting today about content creation. What do you know? So on Tuesdays, on our Daily Gun Show, we like to talk about coaching, content creation, hopefully to motivate people to be part of what's going on out here, to inspire people, to allow people to collaborate, and if I can get my dog to quit being distracting, we'll get down to it here. So we've set up quite a bit of stuff today. This is a topic I'll address. Turns out I address this one quite often. There's a lot to think about when we're talking about content creation. So these live sessions like this, focused on just the general or the big picture, in this case, the skills, the software, the platforms and services. So that's a lot to get into today, but that gives us a big target. We can narrow in on anything as we go here, seeing as it's a live show. And because it's also a podcast, we're recording a podcast here. People in the future who are listening to this and might have questions or comments about the things we'll talk about, feel free to leave us a comment either on this video over on YouTube, on one of the other platforms, or wherever it is you're listening to the podcast. We're not so large that we don't watch all those comments, and we can address it in a future show and or comment, you know, reply to your comment right there. But this is all about collaboration. This is all about sharing strategies, techniques, skills, and whatnot, because there's no recipe for this. There's recipes for sure, but there's no winning strategy. There's no thing to do always. In that case, there's a lot of things that work. There's things that can, you know, things that can be detrimental. But looking at something like the graphic here. So let's, and first we'll say thanks to the Patriots out there. Gizzard is also drawn with a 16-member message. Thanks for being for you 16 months. You can also join Gizzard's his channel. He goes live every Friday. When we start talking about content, like I say, we talk about lots of different things we have in the past. Actually, it looks like my mic's dropping out on me. Let's find out. So I was going to do a poll. I can't remember. Good idea of what to do a poll today, and I was just finishing up everything here, and now I've totally forgot what I was going to do. If I remember, we'll do a poll here. But yeah, joining us live, well, you want to leave a comment, feel free. Otherwise, we won't hang out there. We're going to dig in though and start talking about these elements. So I think I went in and asked a bunch of different other robots their opinions on this stuff. I give it different prompts. I'm giving them more specific questions to reply as, you know, with different goals. So in this case, I asked them each to ask me if they had any questions, and only one of them did. But that's certainly definitely, well, it seems like it filtered it down pretty good this time. So what we've got here is an accumulation of three different AIs putting their data together. And they've all kind of agreed that when we're talking about these four areas, actually, it was pretty neat how close they came to the same targets, but they approached it from different angles. So the first section is going to be the content creation. Then we've got, or should I say skills, and then you've got your software. Then you've got your content creation platforms, a little bit different, right? Then you've got your services. So each of these touch, you know, they overlap to some extent. You know, is a service available on a platform? Yeah. You know, does the platform provide a service? Sure. But looking at it as skill sets and elements of a project, you know, these are different ways to approach them. And sometimes we're talking about the same thing, an audience, right? But what is an audience for? What does it do? Depending on your topic, you know, an audience can do a lot of, it fulfills a lot of different things with your project. All right, so this is the foundation. You'll need to understand how to set goals, identify your target audience, research content ideas, and measure success. So, you know, when we talk about content creation, it is pretty general. And some of the stuff can be outsourced, but unless you're really wealthy, you're not outsourcing too much of this. So we get into the marketing side of it. And again, since you're out there listening live or listening as a podcast, feel free to comment on some of these things. Your interest level in these things, your how you feel your expertise is in these different realms, and maybe even how you feel how these weigh in. You know, these are elements for sure, but how important are they? So anyway, let's get into it. So you've got your social media marketing, you've got your formatting and editing, you know, the content itself. And there's a lot of people that dig set pieces of these, but without all of them, well, it's not well balanced, but it's also really difficult to succeed in any one element if other elements are dragging you down, right? Then you've got your optimization, search engine optimization. We're still calling it that, although I think at some point that's going to expand. Search engines were a realm or an element of, you know, the World Wide Web and everything. But as we get to apps and we get to phones and we get to real life things and we get to more stuff and more abilities with software, I think we're going to see optimization get broader. But essentially, you know, they include data analytics in there. Data analysis, I guess. And I included social media management in there because you can get a lot of feedback from your social platforms as well. Then you get into copywriting and storytelling. So you can have the data, you know what to do, and then you can be good at doing it. But if you're not good at getting the content across, if you're, you know, just if you're lacking there, then yeah, you invited a bunch of people to not be interested to come back, perhaps. So there's a lot to this. And if you're listening in as a podcast, I'm scrolling through, not quite paragraphs. I did this in bullet points, so it's a little easier to absorb and a little more consumable than reading paragraphs. But we're skipping over a lot of the data that's over in the spreadsheet. And what is this thing called? Substack. It's over in Substack. So there's a link in the video, of course. Actually, is there? Dang, there might not be. But there will be a link in the video. There's a link in the podcast description as well. All right. So in that first section of skills, you know, do you agree that there's the social media marketing section of it? You know, you can make the best content ever, but if you're not good at getting it out there, or if you don't have platforms that can get it out there, that can be frustrating. And then you got your formatting and editing, you know, doing the thing, creating the content, video, software for editing, production, that kind of thing. And then you've got your optimization, you know, knowing, I guess that helps you. Maybe I have these in disputable if they're in the right order or not. But that optimization is to give you a clue on what to even talk about. Because again, you can talk about stuff great. You can make a great documentary about it. You can have researched it. It can be compelling. But then it's of something nobody gives a crap about. Trust me. Ask me how I know about that one. So all of these are important. Now here's something else. Here's this little secret. You can be missing one of these and still limp along. Or you can be missing one of these and fly high. You know, triangles exist. So even though there's four elements here, doesn't mean you can exist. You can succeed. You can do well, prosper with just three. Now with two, might be a little tougher. But with trends and with catchy things and whatever, people digging something you're doing, importance, relevancy. Oh, speaking of relevancy, Unapologetically Armed stopping by. Welcome. Seeing all the posts over there on Instagram. Not seeing a lot of puppy pictures, but I guess that's understandable. You're over there getting work done. But thank you for jumping in. But again, with relevance and with help, we also have the collaboration aspect. You don't need all these aspects, but these are all, let's call them four, important pieces. Oh, I forgot that this thing starts to hover over there. Sorry about that. All right, so let's dig into the next one, the content creation software. And feel free to leave comments or chat. There's a ton of people watching. As we get the software, as we get the podcast stuff going, more people are showing up to the live. In fact, we've kind of hit viral last couple of lives. Chat. Say hey, people out here that are here to be entertained, but to learn, right? To hopefully share. And to do better, right? We're all trying to succeed here. So the next piece is content creation software. Man, there's a lot of it. We thought there was a lot of stuff, these elements in the first one. There's a whole bunch here too. So we've got our obvious stuff, the graphic design tools, they call them. So, depending on what products you like. Oh man, I got an underline under here. I don't know why that's underlined. But you've got your creative softwares, right? Let's start with Photoshop, but you've got your DaVinci's or Canva. You've got, I can't think of the other one. There's a couple of free ones out there. There's some open source stuff. And then things like Canva, which are essentially just a website who decided, hey, let's put a bunch of tools together. There's a lot of free stuff in Canva, but then there's even more when you pay for it. Okay, so then we'll move on to, that was graphic design, so images and image manipulation or creation, but then you get into your video, there's Sony, I think, still, I don't know, is Final Cut Apple? So, again, editing, manipulating videos, and again, this is something that a lot of people get stuck on one of these or the other. So I know some people, a couple of people that are really into photographs, they could care less about video. They'll stream or something, they'll make a video occasionally, but their passion is the still image. And then, again, we know people that are into video, really into it, and you can be into it from the tools, you can be into it from the topics, you can be into it like just getting places that are cool to be and getting your video there. I guess that's my thing. I'd rather be places. I could care less if I have the best camera or the best angle. I just like to be able to be to, get places and do stuff instead of thinking about it. But so any of these are worthwhile topics, and while these are all important, how do you weigh these? Feel free to chime in on this, or ideally have whole other discussions on portions of this. That's how we all learn about new things, and we all get ambitious, right? We start to see what other people are doing and go, oh, I never thought about using the software that way, or I never thought about holding the camera that way. Gizzard is saying Final Cut is the paid version of Apple's video editor. So Apple, on their Macintosh computers, they give you one version for free, and then you can pay a little bit more for Final Cut Pro. I'm assuming that's how it's like on Windows still. They give you one for free, and it's okay. It's pretty decent for doing most stuff, but get into some special effects and green screens or something, I think, is when I needed to decide to pay for it. Instead of paying for Windows, I went with, I forget what it was called anymore. but a software that was video based and or video software. And I can't even remember the name of it. I used it for a long, long time. And it became kind of crude. So I started using Adobe, and that's what I personally use, but I've used the DaVinci one as well. And they're all pretty good. iMovie is the free one. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I've got an iPhone and I hardly ever use it. And I had a laptop. Last time I bought a Mac laptop was probably 10 years ago, and it was old, and I just couldn't get it to get down my network, so I never used it. Alan Anker joining us. I just posted a video the other day. That one was using, I'm not remembering the name. You'll say the name of it, but they were doing a tutorial for part of their tasks when they do stickers. Like I say, I don't have a Mac, so I don't know if I will be getting one. It's not out of the question, especially when I start doing stuff for the sewing machines again. But we're here talking about content creation and not, if we started getting into 3D printers and we started talking about like my embroidery machines, or Alan Anker has different types of plotters and stuff, then you get into different types of software completely. But honestly, it's not that far off, because since we're sitting here looking at graphic design tools, I'm going to go ahead and throw it in here anyway. Something like Blender, which is an amazing software package. It's open source and it's three-dimensional version of video software. So it's kind of a combination of your Adobe Photoshop. It is in a combination of your video softwares, and it's in a combination with AI, really. And there's scripting in there, and then you can do animation. So you can do pretty much anything you've seen that's interesting either was done in Blender or could be done in Blender. So if you've seen anything visually on a screen, and maybe even in virtual reality at this point, then Blender's a software to learn. I mean, I'd really include it in the top softwares if you're looking to learn something. It's a really good software, because you can export to your 3D print, you can export to your video software, you can export to your animation software, or to Photoshop. You can really do a lot with software. It's more than a multi tool. It's the moving. So the other one that I think is often overlooked is the robots, the AI. So if you're not using AI, I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know how long you think it would take to write this all this stuff out, or to come up with all of this, but it takes some time. And I was able to put all this together in probably half an hour. And then it'll take longer to talk about all this stuff than it was to ask three robots their opinion and then just kind of copy and paste the pieces that were worth talking about here. You can always change something. You can always adapt. You can always manipulate what the robots do. But if you're relying on your own brain, you might be some wizard brain, nerd, brainiac or whatever. Go for it. But I am not. So having the robots to kind of create a lot of the framework for you is great. They'll be confidently wrong, so you got to be careful. But at the same time, if you know what you're talking about and you're just having them be an assistant for you, they're amazing. And everybody else who's working against you is using them. So think about it that way. People on your side are hopefully using them. Some of us are using them. But those folks working against you, of course they're using these. They're lazy to begin with. And we're talking to people that are anti-rights, right? The people that are anti-gun, they're lazy. They don't give a shit. They don't care if facts are accurate or nothing. So why aren't they using AI? Of course they're using AI. They're probably hiring dumb kids that just went to school to figure out how to do stuff lazy, like this little co-host over here. Give him a little bit of a pat over here. Super chats do trigger biscuits going to the co-host, but I guess nobody loves the co-host enough, even though I don't feed him the rest of the time. Look how skinny he is. It's all the extra fur he's got because he never gets fed from super chats anymore. You don't have to super chat, but puppy suffers, it's no big deal. Probably can't say that. That's probably just kidding, of course. That's all sarcasm, YouTube. Let's see, because the dog's fat. He actually is fat. Look at him. He's blubber, so he eats all the time. I'm going to be heading up your way because have you heard of that farm right near you? I'm going to be going to that farm. Ellen Anker is offering to shower this dog in biscuits. There's a farm up by you that I'm going to be going to on a regular, I think. I just learned about it the other day. But getting back to the topic here. So we've got your graphic design tools. And like I said, I included ChatGPT, but let's just say AI, because there's AI image tools out there. If people want to talk about AI, I've thought about doing whole shows on AI. But one, I don't want to give away all my secrets because I'm really getting good at talking to them robots. And a lot of people hate the robots. So I don't want to tell a bunch of secrets to people that hate them. But if you want to have some kind of off-air discussion about how to work with robots, yeah, let me know because I'm all about it. I've been working with 5 of them now and 3 of them pretty good. But anyway, I put ChatGPT in here for this, but like I say, there's tons of work that can be done, tons of time that can be saved and tons of ideas that can be, I don't know what to call it, like created from, working with these AIs. But let's get into some of the other content creation software, because creating the content itself. Okay. So we talked about, your still images, I guess, but now you've got your video. So I think we kind of talked about that. You got all your video stuff. Same thing. There's AI in the video. There's actually AI assistance, I guess it was a better word again, where you give it a long form video. Like I could give it you could give it like a long form podcast or a long form, whatever, video you've done of a tour or something. And it will, the software will go in and chop out pieces and create usable chunks from that. Like the AI is getting able to recognize that. Essentially what it does when you ask it a question, you can point it at your own content and tell it to chop that up into what's useful. And it'll use its awareness of what people like, what you've said, and create what people are going to probably like the most. So again, you can try to do all this stuff yourself, and there's probably some value in knowing how to do it by hand, but our adversaries are not. Our adversaries are using these robots for automation and whatnot. There's also probably something to be said for, think about all these robots are doing is they're like big fancy search engines. They're just pro Second Amendment, pro actual awareness of the reality of, being safe with guns instead of the fear-based being safe without guns. You're creating places for those robots to gather data from, and that's ultimately important because, again, our adversaries are getting paid good money to hire people to create content. And it's super easy to create content when you could care less if it's accurate. It doesn't take us very long to create a lot of content as a group. So get in the game. All right, let's keep moving. So in addition to your video and your image editing, let's get into research tools. So again, optimization, search engine optimization is what they call awareness of what people are doing and focus in what you're doing, either topic-wise, like, if you're doing something that's on boating and everybody cares about mountaineering or going to the mountains and you're doing everything at the beach, you're just missing the where the people are. Now, you're not always trying to find the people, so it's not always a matter of popularity or trends or whatever. However, if you say, okay, I understand that more people are looking at the mountains right now and I'm over here at the beach, you can still use these tools to figure out of the people that are still looking at the beach, are they fishing for sharks, or are they collecting seashells, or are they doing something else? Are they playing beach ball? And even if you're not, again, searching to do what's popular, knowing what is popular might help you with a title, might help you with topics, might help you to find people who are more interested in what you're talking about. Let's say you're talking about a regional hunting issue. Using these optimization tools, you might find people who are mountain biking in your area, or people who have an interest in, the geology of the area, and they would have been an unlikely or an unobvious ally So some of these tools and things can help you to discover, but they can also help you to aim, you know, to focus your content. And if nothing else, you can use them after the fact to discover how it went. You know, even if you could care less what's going on, you're going to do your thing and you could care less. You're not going to change your path based on what other people are doing. Good. Go for it. Do your thing, buddy. But you can look at what you've done and decide and help gather data on what was successful, what wasn't, what people liked, what they didn't, all the different things you can gain from analytics. We talk about this generally in these conversations. This is massive stuff that we're skimming over here. So there's some tools out there. Thanks to our, let's take a second to thank our Patreons. I'm going to switch the screens here so that I can point better. Where's my mouse? There it is. Thanks to our Patreons. There's a scroll going down here. Our Patreons make it possible for us to spend, I'll point with this dog's tail. Our Patreons make it possible for us to spend time on projects like this one, right? I could be doing so many other things. I could be playing with this box of nuts and make more money than I'll make in this hour that we're talking here. Not even kidding. So our Patreons make it possible for me to pay for the software and the servers that let us talk about this stuff. I mean, I'm going to be doing it anyway, but I'd be doing it once a week. But Patreons make it possible for me to actually dedicate time to this. Ahrefs is a software I'd really like to subscribe to. It's $100 a month. So if you'd like to be in on that, I'd like to see what could happen if you had Ahrefs, a really powerful search engine tool pointed at your website, then let me know. Let's talk about that. I need to get more Patreons on board so I can afford to get to upgrade to that software. And that takes us to a whole nother level. There's a lot of people that play on the platforms. You know, they only do social platforms. They only do social media. They act like the rest of the internet doesn't exist because they don't go into the rest of the internet. There are a lot of people. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of people and a whole bunch of them don't have any idea what's going on with the internet, without the internet, websites, search engines, any of this stuff. They could care less. They open up their phone. They go where they're going to go. You can find those people or you can hope that they go to a social platform and find you. But you can get in front of people. These platforms, these tools, these things that we're talking about, some of these skill sets allow you to do that. So you don't need to be worried about the way that YouTube works, the way that Rumble works, the way that Facebook works. It's neat to know that stuff, but you know, that's not the only thing you need to know. You can reach a lot of people that aren't on these platforms. That being said, you don't have to do one or the other. These are all things that happen simultaneously. It's just a matter of understanding. And these tools that we're talking about right now, the research tools, the optimization tools, give you some insight to that. And once you start to be aware that the whole internet is nothing but equations, it's nothing but math. Like when they talk about logarithms, what is that? That's math. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happens on computers. That's all just databases. There's giant, giant, giant databases that keep track of all the stuff that happens. And logarithms are just software that runs and looks at the data that's in those databases. So once you understand that this is all just massive mechanisms and there's some things that they do to screw with it so that it doesn't get abused by people who understand that there's nothing but a bunch of mechanisms happening here, you're allowed to learn that stuff. You can understand how video works. You can understand how, you know, you create a video so that it has a content that people want. Well, you're allowed to learn how it gets distributed. You're allowed to learn how these systems work and how many people are out there. So sometimes looking at this data can be really interesting to people. And sometimes you realize that what you've created while you're churning away, struggling over here, you know, you're digging a hole over here, but you've created a mountain. You've created a pile, you know, of that dirt that you've dug out of that hole. And that's your resource. You're allowed to do something with that pile of dirt too. Often people that want you to compete digging holes aren't going to tell you to stop every once in a while and look at everything you've got accomplished. So these tools allow you to help keep track of that, help you to realize that stuff. All right, I'll keep moving. Social media management tools. Okay, so that's the real stuff that's happening out there on the web. And then inside the social platforms, I guess there's ways to track that. Now, I don't know, Buffer and Boofer and Hoofsuite came up from them. I haven't used them. If you've used them, let me know. If you're listening to this and you're a fan of one of these or not, let me know. I just haven't used them before, but they claim to be social media management platforms for scheduling and analyzing social media content. Instagram is the only one that I care about scheduling on because it won't let you schedule itself, and it doesn't allow AIs to work more than like 15 minutes from my experience. So scheduling on a platform that can already do scheduling is a waste of my time. I can already schedule on YouTube. I can already schedule on all the others, Facebook and others. So I guess having a management platform could be good. Maybe I'm missing something, but getting into Google Sheets and Excel, you know, using spreadsheets, especially shared spreadsheets when you're starting to collaborate with folks or work on projects along with others, super useful. Again, social media management tools. If you're doing this alone, bravo, it's tough. If you're doing it with a couple of other people, that's what most of us are doing. That can start to get difficult. If you're doing it with a goal of getting large, then you need to create opportunity to grow, right? You need scale. If you're going to build scale, are you going to do it after you've already created an infrastructure that you have to be recreate, or do you want to start thinking about scale now? So my advice is, hey, there's a lot to talk about here. There's a lot to think about. I'm here to help you succeed, not just help you dabble and waste a bunch of time and money. So if you're looking to actually build something to grow, let it grow. Build it in a way that can be scaled. Build yourself right out of there. Your need to be in it can be flipped on and off so that the thing can grow without you. But in reality, some of these tools aren't going to allow you to do that from the get-go. And, you know, are you really doing this or are you playing around? You're allowed to play around. You know, you don't have to use some of these tools. But for those that do have ambition, that are looking big long term, you know, start thinking about some of these management tools. Again, you're allowed to do this. You don't have to be a giant organization to use a lot of these. Most of these are something like Google Sheets, or some of the others are shared files are free. And then some of them that are cost are, especially the things we're about to talk about here, I think, or at least this last one, project management tools, like Asana. I'm pretty sure Asana's like this. There's a small cost to start and then a cost as you add people. So the cost is sort of reflective of how much you're using of it. Very, very powerful tools, though. And again, we're better off when we not only have a bunch of people on our side of this whole fight that are capable, but also competent and working in together, right? And these tools allow us to do that. And again, does the other side using them? Heck yeah. They're getting paid by what's-his-face, the 14th most richest person on the planet, giant piles of money. And then because of the Republican-backed gun control of 2022, that pile of billions of dollars is being distributed to states who, you know, create more and more red flag laws and gun control. So that money's being definitely made available for the people that are getting paid to work against us. And you know damn well they're using shared files and they're using project management tools. They've got a bigger goal than any of us because they want more and more of that billions of dollars that was put aside 2 years ago for gun control at the state level. Not to mention whatever Bloomberg gets back from that, he's going to just pipe right back out now that it's a money-making thing for him. So, okay, we can all watch or we can start getting our shit together. Let's keep moving to the platforms. So this one can be a stalemate. This one can be a waste of time, but you know, we have to address it. It is a factor. It's an element that we have to deal with. But the debate here can be frustrating. I've been in plenty of debates on grip angles and red dot plates and, you know, what kind of handrail hole is better than the other handrail hole, or whatever things we bicker about based on, you know, what's in front of us on the stores of the shelves or shelves at the store. But the bickering that gets just as annoying is what's better, you know, Instagram or YouTube, or, you know, having a website or just using social platforms, or, you know, that kind of stuff. So at this point, we don't have anybody to bicker with. So we'll just, you know, mention that, yeah, the content creation platforms are super critical. You can ignore them, and I'm all for it. I wish I don't know too many people that ignore them completely, but there's definitely people that stick around on one
and you don't know who you are, but the people who are on multiple platforms, we all know who you are. So, and you know, there's probably a bunch of people that know I'm not on Facebook ever, like, cause I have to do something for work once in a while on Facebook, but, so I'll show up on there and people will message me once in a while, but, I don't even want to get in the habit of answering. So I don't even touch Facebook except for when I have to. And there's people that have that opinion of YouTube and of Instagram or whatever. You're fine. You don't have to, there's no law that says you have to use any of these. But at the same time, don't be scared of them. TikTok is making people fortunes right now. I know people who I talk to on a weekly basis who are making thousands of dollars a week. A week on TikTok. So it's amazing how much money people are making on TikTok. You can blow it off if you want. Oh, it's communist or whatever. There's laws. There's actually bills going through that are going to try to ban TikTok. But, you know, again, this is just 2024. Guess what? It was different in 22. It'll be different in 26. So what we're talking about today is transient. I don't know if that's the right word. You know, it's in flux. LinkedIn, you know, again, very divisive one, very controversial. Some people hate it. Some people could care less about it. And some people love it. And there's probably people making money on it. I don't think I know anybody making money on it, but actually that's not true. There's probably, if you count deals getting made, then LinkedIn might be one of the more lucrative ones out there. Could it be as lucrative for activism and awareness? I don't know. How many activists are over there on it doing anything more than, you know, just parking on it? Do we normalize guns in person or online? You know, should we be putting things on some of these platforms, even if they're not our favorite platforms, to help normalize guns? These are all questions that would be interesting to see answers to or to have conversations about. Substack and Medium. I haven't used Medium, but we're looking at Substack right now. I'm really enjoying Substack. Thanks to Sharon for recommending this one now a couple of years ago. I am enjoying it. It is a useful blog platform. And honestly, as far as the visual format goes, it's the most powerful one that's available for free. So it's pretty cool. At least the ones I've used that it's available for free. Minus WordPress, but you're not really getting WordPress for free. You're either paying for your own server or you're paying them something, I think. And then we got podcasting platforms, and I've recently been upping our podcasting game. I'll just take a second here to throw that up on the screen for everybody who may not understand or may not be paying attention to some of our posts on this stuff. Where did it go? I guess I have to click on this. Oh, I guess I'm on screen, so I can just do this. So we're doing everything through the Podbean now. So you pay for Podbean. Right? So you pay for this service, but then once you get to a point, they'll put commercials on your podcast and they'll pay you. So are you getting paid for your podcast? Question mark. Are you even doing a podcast? This is a YouTube video, but guess what? It's also a podcast. Here's the one from last week. Went up 4 hours ago. Transform your website for impact and growth. It's already had a download an hour. So 4 downloads. So thanks to the people that listen to us over there. Now, Podbean will distribute out to Apple, out to Google, out to Spotify, out to Amazon, and out to iHeartRadio. It'll actually shoot out to, I think, maybe 6 or 8 more. I just didn't set them up because they're weird. I don't know what they are. I guess I could. They don't cost nothing. But it's a really neat service. It does cost. Thanks again to our patrons that allow me to experiment with stuff like this and hopefully turn it into another income source. Once all the podcasts are kind of being piped through one tunnel, again, we were talking before about the, what happened? What did I do here? Did I bring the whole screen over or what? We were talking about the, what is this open for? Let's close that one. We were talking about the, analytics that bringing all of the podcasts into one platform, Podbean, is going to allow me to kind of see more analytics, which are actually pretty tough to get from the podcasts. So for the data collection aspect alone, the Podbean is a pretty neat concept. Now, if you're going to sign up for Podbean, let me go see if there's an affiliate thing. Is there an affiliate thing for Podbean? I'm going to go find out if there's an affiliate thing. If there is, I'll start leaving a link to it. But so that's your platforms. I missed a whole bunch of them, right? Rumble is a big one now. I think you can get paid on Rumble. Plus, there's a massive audience out there over there, especially for our stuff in our realm with the guns and the Second Amendment stuff. But if we want to normalize guns, do we want to go hide on platforms that are allow us to have guns, or do we want to push? And I noticed that Twitter wasn't even on here. So is that because the robots hate Twitter, or because Twitter's literally not, you know, a valid trending thing anymore? Who knows? And then, of course, there's the other platforms that are countless that are either focused on an area of interest or, you know, created as a result of something, or maybe just some new tech. And we're definitely better off with multiple people on multiple platforms, so that we're, one, not susceptible to the loss of communication. You know, if something goes down, or if accounts are lost, or if policies change, or if whatever, you know, something that's different happens, we don't want to have things happen to us. We want to be able to react and be nimble as far as keeping audiences and communication going. Let's see. You guys are saying hey out there. Right on. Oh, which farm? Oh, you know what? I can find out in a second here. Oh, you know what? I can find out. I can go to here, and then I can go to... Oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should go to here. During this time, I'll wiggle this dog for entertainment while I'm looking for the name of this farm. I should have opened that in a new window. The Rogue Rhino Gardens is the new name of it. Rogue Rhino Gardens. Check it out. It's right near you. All right. So, DJ's joining us. Welcome. All right. So, going back to the big screen here, getting rid of that little co-host. He's wiggling now. He's alive. He's wiggling. Let's see. That will go down to content creation services. Let's see what all this about. All right, we'll deal with that later. Give this dog a spanking though, and get back to it. Content creation services. So content distribution networks speed up content delivery by serving content from servers closer to the user's location. I don't know what that is. Does anybody know what that is? I don't know where the robots came up with that one. But email marketing. You know, that one's super hot and cold. I've seen, I know a couple of people that are super hot on the email stuff, the newsletters and what, and then a bunch of people that care less, but I've heard some really interesting strategies for using an email, what's it called, like a newsletter system for more interesting things. So there's some interesting stuff that can be done with a bunch of people. The way the internet works is the services will start to block your email. If they see you sending a lot, they don't like it. And if people start getting a lot of emails from you, they don't like it. So what the newsletter systems do is give you essentially like a good phone number or a good address to send from that won't get blocked. And people have to sign up for them, so the people on the other end don't feel like it's spam. So it's there are spams out there that can be annoying, but this is using the delivery system in a way that is as far from spam as possible. But moving on to other services, Grammarly, and I've heard a bunch about this again kind of recently. you know, everybody's gone to different levels of school. Everybody's got different levels of, I don't know, whatever, like learning. What are we, learning levels, whatever we're at? I can't spell for nothing. So a lot of times the robots will spell for you, but Grammarly gives you a bit more than that. It gives you like a layer over your browser. It, you know, help you with sentence structure and stuff more than just spelling. I don't think it, I think there's probably free versions. And then there's other copywriting tools. So I'm not trying to sell Grammarly or nothing. Just I think that's a fairly common one. But these, I think of them as like crutches in the respect that if you break something and you have to heal, you're going to use a crutch or a cast or, you know, a splint or something to aid in the for the time being, right? So these Grammarlys, I don't think of them as like, oh, buy it and use it forever. But, you know, if you're, let's say, writing for Gear Report and you're writing reports every week for Gear Report, and you do that with Grammarly, like Jeff says to you, I don't like your spelling. You got to get your, you got to up your game on spelling. So you start using Grammarly and you start doing these reports. You know, you start doing 4, 8, 16. How many before you start to get the gist of it? We're not, you know, people are able to learn. So I think of it as like a crutch. Once you've used it for a bit, you're going to realize your errors, you know, the ways you were using the words backwards or, you know, spelling something wrong. And you start spelling it right. I had about, I don't know, 15 words that I used all the time. So when I used these things originally, when the computers first started giving us spell checks, I figured out how to spell those words right because I got sick of spelling it wrong. And eventually you just learn it. So I'm pretty sure most people's experience is similar. I don't know too many people that use Grammarly forever. But if you only write occasionally, these things can be gold. Because if you never write enough to get good at writing or get familiar enough with writing, whatever the words are, then these things can really be useful. And if they make those for other efforts, you know, if the more than just, like I say, for sentence structure and like a thesaurus or whatever it is, so you can get new words in your vocabulary, you know, that might be pretty good. Now, here's another idea. Go ask a robot, because robots are fast and pretty much the same thing. If you're looking for ideas or looking for to get out of like writer's block or something, go chat with a robot. Okay, ask the robot for ideas. Let's see. Then we get content collaboration tools, specific tools for collaboration, where you're maybe going to share files or share workspaces, I guess, or, you know, like share the actual, be in the same file at the same time. And Slack is kind of a known one, but Google shared stuff can be pretty helpful tool. Pretty helpful too. Using something like StreamYard, what I'm broadcasting in right now is a thing called StreamYard. We do get an affiliate, have an affiliate thing with them. So if you've ever watched people stream where you can bring up stuff on the screen, like I'm bringing up DMs, DM Foss's comment to DJ right there, or Andrew's comment there. I'm doing this in a software called StreamYard, and see, I'm changing the screens around and I'm squishing the puppy down into the corner and stuff. That's all buttons on StreamYard. And it costs you $25 a month or something. Somewhere down at the bottom of the description on YouTube, there'll be a link if you click on that. So, you know, using those kind of tools and stuff for collaboration, super useful. I mean, I can't even, almost everybody you know and we know out here, there's a couple of people that are old enough to not be or to be before all this, but most everybody you know, in these in the community, in the conversations, everywhere that's happening. I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's older than Google Hangouts. But pretty much we all met each other on Google Hangouts. There was people from the forum days, and there were friends online and stuff. But the having friends online back in pre-2010 is a whole different thing than after 2010. Because after 2010, we can literally sit around and have conversations like this in front of everybody for hours at a time, then go off air and chat all night long with people. So it's like having pen pals versus, you know, mixed with the local bar, mixed with a bunch of extended family, mixed with like a work families that you've got or work friends that you've got that, you know, and then you mix in with people you talk on a regular basis and people that you meet for every once in a while, you get, you know, massive, massive, massive networks of people that extended friends groups with these collab tools, these online chat tools. So if you haven't played with these, definitely play with them. StreamYard is free. Am I right? Like StreamYard still has a free version. I've just been paying for it for a long time. But I'm almost positive there's a free version that gives you almost all the tools. They have their little robot or their little duck with the monocle on it. And definitely get into this. If it's only to chat with your friend Emily, you know, go online and connect YouTube or anything and StreamYard of a phone allows for screens and talk about that, share pictures and, you know, across the video chat using tool. I think I'm losing my connection here. Plus I talked myself out, so that usually means I'm at about an hour. All right, so noticing some of the comments, feeling the same old, and feeling just ticking away here. This is a very interesting time to be doing stuff. One, we're in an election year, and it's going to be an interesting election. There's plenty to contribute and to collaborate with. Conversations amongst people, it might seem like echo chamber. If the people that you're talking to are similar people, then, you know, the people in your group or the people that you've chatted with before. But even if it's just a bunch of friends talking to each other, and even if you're only talking about stuff you've already talked about before, more than likely, unless you're sitting there in silence, you're going to be saying stuff. And because you're saying stuff again, you're going to be saying it more accurately. You're going to be saying it more concisely. Unless you're literally, I don't know, again, just sitting there in silence or super awkward and just literally saying the same thing over again. Most people have conversations to a goal, to some end. But in reality, that's not the case. If I have a chat in the middle of the night and it's me and DM Foss and Gizzard, we might be chatting to the same 8 people. But the next morning, who's going to listen to that? Now, this kind of chat that's happening in the middle of the day with dozens and dozens of people watching live and dozens and dozens and dozens and hundreds of people that'll listen to this after. How many people are my close friends group? I don't know, 20 of them or something. And then the rest of them are all people that never heard of this before, never heard any of these ideas. If they listen to a portion of it or all of it, what do they walk away with? So your contribution is, even if it seems like it's just you and your friends talking to each other again, is larger than that. But now let's talk about any of that. Doesn't matter if it's the least significant or a very interesting, relevant conversation. That gets put on the internet and there's a transcription of it. So now there's words, text on the internet of whatever you said. Sure, it's drops in a flood. No drop thinks it's responsible for the flood. That's just the case. But in reality, this is how it works. Everybody works everyone works, and not in unison because we're not the Borg, but everyone works to accomplish a goal. So each step along the path is another movement towards where we want to go. So I understand feeling like the same old, or ticking away, you know, time's just ticking away, but we're actually in a very, very interesting spot in the world and time and everything. We're in 2024. Where AI is still a useful tool to us. We're in a time where people are communicating at a worldwide level, which is still growing on an upward trend. And we have the ability to communicate at an individual level, but it can still, and we've seen this happen, I can come up with a bunch of instances, there's a possibility for individual conversations and kernels of ideas or, you know, interesting facets to trickle up, to be shared and to be put in front of larger and larger audiences. And that happens on the regular basis. So it's sort of like being at the top of a very rocky hill. You've got the potential to create lots of action down at the bottom of the hill right now. And it's not always been like this, and it probably won't be the same all the time. So this is a really interesting time. Now, if you don't have the ambition to get on board and to do stuff, I'm not trying to shame nobody. You don't have to do nothing. But if you're feeling like, should I or could I? Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Do it. Definitely. Definitely a time to do it. You're going to have fun doing it. It's easier than ever. It's cheaper than ever. You can freaking make money doing it if you want. And you'll end up accomplishing something. And since the people that are listening to this are either getting paid by Bloomberg to listen to this, so fuck you, or you're real people that are honest and trying to do something for a real reason, definitely do something. Get something done. Like, do something. You don't have to do it publicly. Do it off air. Invite people into a private chat and just have some private chats. You don't think there's people sitting around doing tasks? I can tell you 8 of the people listening right now are doing tasks right now. And if I wasn't live and you invited them to chat in an off-air chat and ask them questions, they could still do those tasks that they're doing in front of their computer, editing images or editing video or whatever they're doing. And they could do that in your off-air chat. So definitely get involved. Be part of this whole thing. We see people leave every single day, sometimes because they're frustrated, sometimes because they don't have a choice, and sometimes because you haven't gotten involved to give them a reason to stay in the game. So definitely get involved. We're all part of a community. We're all part of a country. And this electronic stuff is like the town hall. It's like the rally, and it's all free, essentially. And we have the ability to contact and meet people all over the place. But anyway, just sort of stopping for a second there to adjust some of the comments. But getting back to the content collaboration tools and then freelance marketplaces. So you got your Fiverr and your Upwork. So these are places where if you've got, you know, I'm talking about a lot of stuff here today, but most everybody I know likes a thing. Maybe they like creating images. Like I said, there's a ton of people that just like creating images. There's a lot of people that like making video. Those are two big pieces that a lot of people share that are listening to this, right? But there's all these other things. Maybe you like some other facet. I won't get into all of them again, right? But whatever that is, that's a skill set you've got. And if you like it, it's a skill set that you've enhanced and that you've probably become at least an expert to most people's eyes, if not, you know, an intermediate or, you know, like say an advanced user of these things. You're allowed to get money for that. We are capitalists. And I guarantee you, whatever level of skill is on whatever the skill set we're talking about here or whatever the platform or whatever, you're going to be a useful addition to some pizza place, to some used car dealership, to whoever it is out there. Because whatever it is that you've done in your hobby has given you skills that someone else values. And you're allowed to go to a place like Fiverr or Upwork or someplace and say, hey, I'll charge you $35 for an hour's worth of consultation. And then I charge $35 an hour beyond that if you want some work done. And if they need to spruce up something or if they need a quick video for their pizza place or whatever, there's a lot of people out there. And we're talking to people in the Second Amendment community to gun people, but our skills that were able to a gun manufacturer, and that's even better. But again, you can hone your skills. Let's say you want to do something like if I was talking about that software. I'm all butthurt because I can't afford $100 a month to buy the software. If I had a pizza client, like some pizza attorney hired me as their search engine guy, I mean, I don't have the shingle out for that, but if they threw me $3,000 a month for that, I would do that. I would go buy that $100 a month software, right? So that's one way you can afford stuff that you might want, is you're allowed to sell your services. And here's what happens when you sell your services. You typically end up honing that skill to a whole nother level, because now they're going to ask you to do something you don't normally do, and you're going to learn something else. They're going to ask you to do something in a different way than you do it, or in a different time frame. They're going to ask you to do something way faster than you're used to. So all of those, you're going to become stronger and better at the end of it. Plus, you get paid. And you have somebody who's successful in business who's an ally now because you've made a good relationship with them. So consider that aspect. Content research tools. Discover trending topics, analyze competitors, and find content ideas. I have no idea. Are these real? I have to go check these out. I just copied and pasted this one. But I'll definitely be checking them out. There are some tools that you can get that you can plug your stuff into and it'll tell you what you're worth. That's kind of the same. I don't know if you can plug in other people. I think if we think of a Social Blade, though, that's probably content research tool that they're talking about. And sometimes learning, you know, what the others are doing, what the others have been successful or not at, can help you determine which direction to go. But, you know, just because somebody who is, somebody who's super popular doing one thing or another tries the thing you're interested in and fails, doesn't mean that fails. It just means that that super popular person failed at it. And that doesn't mean that people aren't going to be super interested in the topic. It just means that person failed at it. So lots of people who aren't really paying attention will see that a fail happened in a topic or an area, and they'll leave it alone, which means you've got all the more potential to succeed at it. So you're not going to always, you know, find fish where other people ain't fishing, but other people ain't fish catching all the fish, right? Then we get to content, or no, I guess the last one is stock photo and video services. And what are we talking about here? Content creation services. You know, I'm going to throw AI in there again, but yeah, there's a lot of stock video, a lot of stock photo stuff, opportunities out there. It's sort of like when I use the AI, people know from a mile away when I'm using an AI picture. Well, I'd rather use AI because at least I told it what to do than use some of the stock photos. Stock photos look so lame and corny, but that's just my opinion. There's probably people that dig them and they think they're super professional looking, or, you know, they look cool. But those are things that are out there, and you can definitely get them inside of things like Canva or Adobe Express. I'm sure there's other software that has, you know, stock photos in it. Yeah, but just be aware, stock photos can kind of shout, I'm a stock photo from a mile away. Let's see, is that about it? That's pretty much everything we had in here. We're right at an hour. So I haven't seen any specific comments coming in. Foss is saying that the AI keeps telling him resistance is futile. That would be like self-aware AI. We don't have anywhere near that right now. We call it AI because it sounds cool and that's like the catchy term, but they're really just kind of bigger search engines. They're just, what do they call them? Learning models. So they're the beginnings of that stuff, but there's no need to fear them right now. That would be like fearing, you know, a toy robot because Mechagodzilla might happen. Worry about Mechagodzilla when the robot is as tall as a building. Right now, we're not at that point yet, and it's not even trying to get bigger. Right now, it's still just trying to walk. But again, I'm just going to encourage you to not be afraid of the robots. They are pretty decent, and the other side is using them. And if you don't think of the robots, the AI, as another element with all this other stuff, video creation, you know, worrying about titles on your video or thumbnails, worrying about what topic to use. It's just another tool that the other side's going to be using against us. So it's a lot to learn. It's a lot to keep track of. Hopefully it's fun. It's some of it is daunting. You know, there's things like doing your taxes, or there's things like doing video editing. I don't know, whatever the things are that don't appeal to you. There's ways to mitigate that, or ways to make those, you know, reduce those parts as much as possible. But leave us a comment wherever you're watching this. Give us ideas for future coaching shows. With this one, I was actually thinking about going into a little more focused, but because there's so many places to focus, I zoomed out a little bit. And because we got such great answers when I zoomed out a little bit on this one, I figured let's go ahead and address this. I think we did this not too many weeks ago. You know, what elements, what skills and resources to be aware of going into 24. But I felt with this one, you know, we go a little bit more specific by being more broad. So we're, you know, we're focusing on the four things: the skills, the software, the platforms, and the services. To incorporate kind of the big picture going forward, so that if someone has a specific question about one of these things that I've talked about today, we can, you know, dig into that one. So every once in a while, in other words, you know, you got to come up for air, you got to have a 30,000 foot view. And that's what this was an effort to do. If I'm missing anything in here, you know, my goal is to ask three different robots so that we get as broad a view as possible on all the different things to make content and to make it better. But if we miss anything, definitely curious about that one. And again, if there's something in here that deems a focus here. And third, I'll ask if anything in here rang a bell or gave you an idea and you're gonna host a conversation on it. Feel free to invite me or feel free to let our people know, and we'll let people know about your conversation or your whatever it is you're going to create on one of these things. Because again, we all do better when we share knowledge. So even if you're doing something, let's say on reloading, and the people that are watching are into hunting, the topics are, you know, adjacent, but the skill sets and the strategies and the tactics are pretty much all, you know, 100% in alignment. Mini Mechagodzillas. Well, there's those little tiny raptors. So why wouldn't there be little tiny Mechagodzillas running around? Just saying. Now, a little tiny Mechagodzillas that sort of like nanobots all climb together and make a giant Mechagodzilla, that might be interesting too. But till then, I'm going to say we've got 2A Tuesday coming up in 7 minutes. So I did a pretty good job of getting this show up and in there right before Toby goes live on Grace Curley's show. But I'm also going to mention that tonight is the Side Hustle Shuffle hangout over on the Side Hustle Shuffle channel. So I don't know if Gizzard is still out there or anybody else that might want to listen to a discussion on content creation. And it looks like we might be talking about Amazon Influencer over there tonight. All right. So with that, I'll recommend everybody check out 2A Tuesday, which is the Rapid Fire Radio Tuesday show, where Toby from Cape Gunworks goes live with Grace Curley. Oh, they're starting. They are starting. So we'll drop this and let you head over there. Also, we have a store, the Gear Website Store. I'm going to ask you to consider buying something from our store. We haven't really sold too much stuff this year. And I brought home a lot of stuff from SHOT Show. So if you want handfuls and handfuls and handfuls of free stuff, buy stuff over at gearwebsites.com. Works out pretty good. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll be back next week. Tomorrow is our Instagram show. Maybe we'll do something Thursday.
GearWebsites.com is your source for firearms-based playing cards and books. We also have mugs, shirts, and posters with designs that we've made live. Of course, we have patches. Every Friday is Free Patch Friday. We appreciate your support. Thank you for shopping at GearWebsites.com.
And then since Patriot, I already told you the farm. Since Patriot was the first one to ask today, we'll head out with the Ninja Strike.
Cheat. Ninja? Ninja! Ninja!